by warning everybody, yesterday we were discussing ripping kriya by the kasim hamarabi, that it's not the same as ripping kriya when a relative dies. When a relative dies, the Gemara says that kriya l'chud ba'leilas l'chud. One rips kriya chalamay, even though one doesn't observe avelis, the rip is over. But ripping kriya by the kasim hamarabi, the Magen says that's a form of nidug avelis, and that we don't do on Chalamoy, and that we don't do on Erev Pesach after Chatzos. So there's another difference that's important to know. It's not relevant for us, but it's important to know. Children before Bar Mitzvah, there's a din of chinuch when the child is old enough to understand how to wear tzitzis and how to do the mitzvahs. For some reason or another, there's a machlokes hagaonim, and the psak halacha is that there's no chinuch and avelus. If the child wants to, he can go to school. He can go to learning school. Practice usually is a child is upset over the death of a relative, but if he's not upset, he can go to yeshiva and to learn Torah. And so even though there's no chinuch and avelus, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that there is chinuch and ripping kriya, because ripping kriya is not a form of avelus, but ripping kriya by the Kosel HaMarabi is considered a form of nil avelus. So just like children before by mitzvah do not observe avelus, so what the Nam did do not observe that dinner, a kriya by the Kosel HaMarabi. Let me just mention something. I noticed yesterday when the Kohanim were duchening, we'll have to get to duchening a little more. The Gemara learns out from the psus, from the psukim in Chumash, Kosel Ochiz Mnei Yisrael, Amor Lohem, Kodem HaMadabri El Chaveiro, that the Kohanim have to give their bracha facing the tzibu ponim keneged ponim. The Gemara says that it's highly improper to look at the Kohanim's hands when they're duchening. But some people are so concerned about not looking at the hands of the Kohanim, they turn around and have their back facing the Kohanim. So the Gemara says, the people who are in the dormitory rooms are included in the bracha. Am Shabbat, the people who didn't show up in shul are included in the bracha. But the people who are in shul, who are not facing the Kohanim, they turn around, are not included in the bracha. They don't have to be so concerned about not seeing the hands of the Kohanim, because that's why the Kohanim cover their hands. In the days of the Gemara, the Kohanim didn't cover their hands. This was a minhag that started in the days of Rabbi Yosef Karo. Rabbi Yosef Karo writes, the minhag just began during his lifetime that the Kohanim cover their hands. He can't see it. He can't see the hands unless he crawl under the talus. And Rabbi Yosef Karo writes in the Shulchan Aruch that because of this new practice, we don't observe a din in the Mishnah anymore. The Mishnah says that a Kohen has mumim. A Baal Mum is not permitted to be makar karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash, but he's permitted to duchen. Even if he has a wooden leg, even if he has a glass eye, he's a major Baal Mum, he can still duchen. However, it says in the Mishnah, in the Megillah, that a Kohen has mumim, the pan of Yadav of Raklav is not permitted to duchen, because this will draw attention, the people will start staring at his hands to see the mumim. He's missing a finger, he's missing an ear or something. I remember there's a kohen in my father's shul who was missing an ear. He was learning in the Chevron Yeshiva when they had the pogrom there. So they cut off his ear. He was lucky. The other people they killed. And then they let him live. They just cut off his ear. The whole ear was missing. So the din is that a kohen has mun, the bipan of Yadav of Raglav, is not allowed to duchen because it may draw attention. So the Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Yosef Karo writes, he raises the question whether that din still applies bisman is that because the cotton cover over the hands and there's nothing to see. That's what he writes in the case of Mishnah in his commentary on the side of the Rambam. By the time he wrote the Shulchan Aruch later, after writing the case of Mishnah, he passed on that the din no longer applies. The din in the Mishnah no longer applies because you can't see the Kohanim's hands anyway. The hands are covered. So everyone should be careful when the Kohanim are duchening. You have to face the Kohanim, has to be panim keneged panim. Yesterday also, there's a din amar lahem, the simple pshat in the pasuk is the Kohanim should give the bracha to the tzibur facing the tzibur. So the Torah Sheba'al Peh has an additional level of interpretation on that phrase, amar lahem, on those two words. Amar lahem, if you look in the Targum Unkelus, it says like this. The simple pshat is, amar lahem, the Kohanim should say to the tzibur, Yivrach Hashem Yishmael. The Torah Sheba'al Peh has an additional level of interpretation. Amar lahem, the tzibur should request of the Kohanim that we want a bracha. And before we request a bracha from the Kohanim, they don't begin to do it. Yesterday, there was a little bit of a confusion. The davening was going a little off kilter. So the chazan had to scream out, someone had to scream out, Kohanim, you have to request the bracha from the Kohanim. You can't start saying the bracha, Yivrach Hashem Yishmecha, the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Keshev, Kishon, Bikashos, Shalom. They're not supposed to begin to say the bracha until someone requests of them, Kohanim. So that's what was corrected yesterday. Someone screamed out Kohanim, and then they had the ability to do it. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Shabbat Shalom, everybody.